Queen Jane lay in labor for 6 weeks or more. The women folk were weary. The midwives gave o'er. King Henry was sent for with horseback and speed to come to Queen Jane in the hour of her need. King Henry leaned over and sat upon her bed. "What's the matter with my flower? Makes her so red." "King Henry, King Henry, will you take me to be and rip my sides open and save my baby?" "Oh no, Queen Jane, that never can be. If I lose my fair flower, I'll lose my baby." Queen Jane, she turned over and fell into a swoon. Her sides were pierced open, and a baby was found. How bright was the morning! How yellow were the bed! How costly the shroud Queen Jane were wrapped in! The baby was christened with joy and much mirth, while his dead mother lay cold in the earth. The trumpets in mourning so sadly did sound, and the pikes and muskets did trail on the ground. They mourned in the kitchen, they mourned in the hall, but royal King Henry mourned longest of all. And six went before, and six carried her along. King Henry he followed with his black mourning on. King Henry wept and wrung his hands till